what is real? What is not real? How do you tell? How do you tell what's real and what is not real? A key factor is instinct. But how do you tap into your instincts? This is the subconscious part of the mind, and it usually cannot be accessed directly. If you look around, you are surrounded by media. This media, more often than not, is controlled by giant corporations. They present the information that they want you to believe. At the same time, there is the education system, which also presents information that governments want you to believe. Again, what's real, what's not real? Well, if you look around today, you can figure out that one thing is definitely not real, and that's all the optimistic statements of the corporate media and a good part of our government leaders. No, they're not building us a utopia. No, waiting around for the status quo to produce the utopia, it's not going to happen. It's not. That's not real. No, it's not. It's important to immerse yourself in constructive art. It's important to immerse yourself in nature. Now, most people cannot make contact with nature. Why? Because so much of nature has been destroyed that they don't have access to nature. That's why we highlight things like nature photography, nature websites, because that's about as close as many people are going to come to real nature. That's just the way things are, folks, in today's world. Deep down in your gut, you know things are going in the wrong direction. It doesn't matter what the plutocratic leaders say. It really doesn't matter what politicians like Barack Obama say, or the idiots in the Republican Party. Obama was a particularly noxious individual who undermined reform by pretending to be a reformer and dished up a constant stream of really nonsensical optimism about the plutocratic world order. Indeed, there is a connection between Mr. Obama and one of the chief plutocratic cheerleaders, Mr. Gates of Microsoft and his Gates Foundation. Indeed, according to Mr. Gates, he and his buddies are building us some utopia. No, they're not. You follow your instincts, and your instincts show you that things are going in the wrong direction. We set up Underground Web World to educate people, to highlight things that are not right, and to define things that are right. At the end of the day, society must get back in step with nature. And at the end of the day, society is going to get back in step with nature. Nature is billions of years old. The current American dream is a short-term suicidal delusion. So, nature holds all the cards. And we are going to return to nature no matter what. The only thing that's really in doubt is the body count. Yes, the body count, as to how many people are going to end up dead. And there's also a question as to whether humanity itself may be simply wiped out. But nature will go on. It'll go on. Nature has billions of years, and it'll go on. The human period will just be a little blip in the long-term continuum. That's correct. So we go back to instinct, that you tap into your instincts and you go back to art. That's why we created Underground Web World to inspire artists. We can't sum all this up in a short lecture like this. So come to our website, read publications like Visions for Artists, read other creative material, our photo essays, other material that we have created. All around the world, people are waking up, and we are part of that collective reawakening of nature's power. We don't claim to have all the answers, but we do claim to be inspired voices. We do claim to be shamans in today's world. So come to our website, see what we have to say. Everyone is responsible. We cannot sit by and have the biological foundations of life destroyed. Everyone is responsible. And looking at things in a larger perspective, we're certainly not claiming that all religions are the same, but as students of world religion, life goes on. It goes on beyond death. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. This is the message of all major religions. So you are accountable for what you do. It's like the ancient Sanskrit visions of reality. There's dharma, the law of what you should do, and there's karma, what you do. What goes around comes around. What you do has consequences. Before and after death, yes, it does. So you are responsible. You are responsible. You can't say, I didn't know, or I was busy, or whatever your excuse is. You are responsible. The biological foundations of life on this planet are being destroyed. People are responsible. So come to our website and be enlightened. We don't know exactly what you should do, but doing nothing isn't an option at this time in history. So come to our website, Underground Web World, and be enlightened. Open a door in your mind. That's the end of this message.